Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
Carson Horn and yours truly will be reporting live from New Orleans and the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, sponsored by Corteva Agriscience, with products like Grazon Next HL, Remedy Ultra, and Chaparral. They offer solutions to help you manage weeds and brush and restore productivity. Learn more at the website rangeandpasture.com. Be listening to our reports on this station, read our updates on OklahomaFarmReport.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook from the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, powered by Corteva.
Well, cattle futures are expected to remain higher during early trade today following some strong midweek gains. The ability to push prices higher in feeder cattle yesterday is expected to create a combination of follow-through buyer support mixed with morning position taking, as traders still remain uncertain about strong additional gains moving into feeder cattle trade, especially here at the end of the month. Now, live cattle futures are expected to continue to quickly follow the direction of feeder cattle markets through the day today, but will also focus on outside market direction shifts through the session. Cash cattle markets are likely to spark additional market interest. Although bids through most of the morning are expected to redevelop around $122 in our part of the country, asking prices remain well above the current bids at $126, but again, FedCattleExchange.com saw some trade yesterday at $123. Cash hog bids are expected to erode early this morning, with bids expected steady to a dollar lower. Some additional market pressure is likely to develop through the end of the week due to lower packer processing schedules impacted by the weather. On the grains, wheat markets are softer this morning after making new highs from the move overnight. March Chicago wheat prior to today, or at least this morning, had closed higher in five straight sessions and is now trading at the highest level since December 19th. March wheat also managed to close above its 100-day moving average for the first time since August 31st. Corn prices are slightly weaker this morning as the magnet to $3.80 basis March futures seems alive and well. The range-bound trade of the last 2 months has gotten stale, especially with no updates from the USDA. And soybeans are lower this morning, creating consolidating and flagging action over the last four sessions. Generally, soybeans continue to trend higher inside their rising trend channel, and momentum indicators aren't offering any reason to be concerned with the strength of the current move. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
February live cattle up 42 cents, 125.55. April up 42 at 126.50. March feeder cattle up 215, 143.65. April up 172 yesterday, 144.67. February hogs down 70 cents at 60.77. Kansas City wheat, March was up 5 1/4 yesterday, 515. May up 5 1/2 at 524 1/4. Chicago wheat, March up 4 3/4 at 526. May was up 4 3/4 at 531 3/4. March corn down 0.25 yesterday, 378 3/4. May was unchanged at 387 1/4. March soybeans up 5 3/4 at 915. May was up 6 cents yesterday, 928 3/4. March cotton up 34, 73.52. May was up 32 cents, 74.85. March crude up 12 cents, 52.74. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.